Hey, Woken Free Nation, Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice.
For the first time in the history of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling, start listening.
You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, or even one of your favorite celebrities. It will find you the latest articles and read them to you aloud.
And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Woken Free, is there too.
Now let's get into the episode. It's Natasha
and Khalil,
and we are the co-hosts of
Woken Free.
Thank you for tuning in to our 314th episode of Woken Free. If you've been tuning in every week for Woken Free Wednesday, you know that Woken Free is all about being real and honest with each other and you. We talk about everything and anything important to us, you, the world, and nothing is off the table. This week, we are asking the question, is love just about the fluff? So, as much fun as that sounds, just wait for the episode. And before we dive into everything, a couple of things to go over. First, have you gone to WokenFree.com not only to listen to this episode, thank you very much, but to download it through the Podbean app. With the app, then you can put in your comments, and then you can tell us about your thoughts about love, your own love story, anything related to love. Let's hear about it. All right. Now, if you listen to podcasts on a device where you cannot get another app like the Podbean app, then you can support Woken Free by going to any of the following platforms like iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, subscribe to our YouTube channel, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, It's a Woken Free World, and then you can click to follow and subscribe to our show there and listen and follow along on the weekly conversations. Now, on WokenFree.com, you also can click to subscribe to follow the show through the Podbean app. And on social media, we'd love to have you engage. We have lots of fun content on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, and LinkedIn at Woken Free. So definitely make sure you're subscribed and following us there, all that good jazz. And then if you could do a real quick favor for us, that would be really, really fun, which is to review the show. Why? Because we want to know how the show is feeding into your life. So best place to do that, go to WokenFree.com, go on the listen tab, then pick your platform of choice where you will review the show. Thank you in advance for the 5-star reviews.
Excellent. Before starting the conversation, we'd like to share a little bit about ourselves. This week we're asking, would you rather have pizza rolls or pizza bagels?
Okay. So being that we're both former New Yorkers or New Yorkers at heart, I would say how I envision pizza and bagels, these are two separate things. I'm not sure if I'm always a real fan of combining them, but so that's where I can't choose pizza bagels, but I guess I could do a pizza roll. They're okay. I mean, I've had them, not the biggest fan, but I'd take it over a pizza bagel.
Oh, wow. Me is the exact opposite. The pizza rolls, they're okay, but they're never really that good. They just take away from it. But the pizza bagels are just like a good thing on itself. If you're feeling like you want sort of a pizza type thing, you can make it really quick. And I used to have that a lot of times in elementary school. We would have that.
Cute.
So it's just your sauce, your cheese, maybe a topping. It's really easy. You don't have to worry about dough or anything. It's all about the real stuff, not about the fluff, right? So is love just about the fluff?
Fun. So instinctively, my answer is no. I think love is too grand and too meaningful and too impactful to just say you dim it down to just fluff. But I would say when you look at romance books, when you look at romantic films, comics, games, it does seem like it, how love is presented, it is more within that context of it just being nice words that are said, here are some gifts, only pleasant, warm feelings, there's no fighting, there's no farting, there's no ugliness, there's no reality. So that's where I would say, I think you could interpret love as just fluff from that perspective. But in reality, no, I think, you know, we have a hard time because life gets it, like life be lifing. And then you struggle to be romantic when you are nauseous and tired and overworked and your animals and your children are driving you crazy. And, you know, like there's a lot of stuff going on. So I totally get it. But no, that's what I think. How about you?
All right, I think it depends on who's talking about it. Mm. So if you think about young love versus older love, I think young love is all about the fluff because that's all that the youngsters are thinking about is just the fun stuff, not how can we get through this during hard times. But when you get older love, I think that's what it's all about is like helping out during the hard times and being there when somebody needs it. I think age is a factor here.
And oh, that's interesting.
The second thing is how recent the relationship is. So, because we're talking, when I think about this love versus fluff is, I'm thinking about romantic relationships. So how recent is that romantic relationship? Yeah. If it's really recent, I think, again, it's going to be more about the fluff right during then. It's all about the good stuff. And then the last thing I think is, did this relationship form as part of a challenge or a game show? Because then that changes it as well. Because that's definitely all about the fluff. It's not about any of the fighting. Even if they have a fighting challenge, it's like, it's not real.
Even the show that we love, Love is Blind, where the couple that made out of it, they're still together.
Yeah, but they got through the fluff and they're
now they're in the reality.
Yeah,
of
but most, okay. It always starts out as the fluff. So again, that's a recent relationship. It's going to start out with fluff. Then if it continues, then it goes, and you can see if it'll really work. But in the beginning, it's hard to tell, actually, because, yeah, you're just all having fun. Gotcha. And like I said, the game show is definitely going to change everything about it. Mm-hmm. That the game show almost makes it like you're in a movie, because it's not a realistic scenario. Like, the things that you go through, you do challenges and stuff, come on, that's not how life works. How does the portrayal of love hold up against the reality of it?
Great question. I would say it depends on what you consume. So personally, I'm most moved by love stories that involve unrequited love, love with sad endings. And I would say in comparison to reality, my love journey has not mirrored the type of content that I really love. Meaning you and I are not Jack and Rose on Titanic, right? Like it is not that tragic or that, frustrating. But, they're also, you know, for so many women who love the classic bad boy storyline, sometimes that does creep into our lives and what we consume is mirrored in what we experience. So it's going to depend on what you're consuming, what you're influenced by, what you tolerate, what toxicity you have in your life. But most of the times, I would say it should be different. Usually your content or how love is portrayed to you should be more epic and more grandiose and dynamic than what it actually ends up being, which is, hey, take out the trash. Hey, want to watch a movie? Fall asleep. Start the day all over again.
Yeah. I mean, media in terms of TV shows and movies, they give you the wrong idea, like you were saying previously. But the reality of it is, it's just not, I don't know, it's not as explosive as it's shown to be. Mm-hmm. So people just have to be ready to deal with real stuff. And then, yeah, sometimes love itself doesn't actually work out. Even if you run to the airport before they're taking their last flight.
Oh, that's such a good scene. Yeah. Oh, that's a good
sometimes
one.
Sometimes that doesn't actually happen the way you plan for it.
So, yeah, sometimes the plane is left. Yeah.
The plane is left or the train has left the station. You know,
oh, another good one. Yes, yeah. The train station scene.
I like to do that, but
that's a good one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have to watch a love story now. Do you believe love really exists? Is it scientifically proven?
Well, it certainly has physical effects, at least according to Harvard Gazette. They say it raises the levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone that has been shown to suppress the immune function. Love also turns on the neurotransmitter dopamine, which is known to stimulate the brain's pleasure centers.
Mm.
And you couple that with the drop in the levels of serotonin, which adds a dash of obsession. And you have that crazy, pleasing, stupefied, urgent love of infatuation.
Okay, so your answer is, sir, yes, but not really.
Well, no, it's the answer is, I mean, something's happening. There's an effect that's going on in the body.
Scientifically, there's an effect, but could we define it as love? Probably not, right? Yeah.
Can we define that as love? I mean, why not? It's just a human definition, right? It's not something that's like given to us from the ether. This is something we came up with.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I think love is real in the terms of it describes this effect that humans get when it comes to, well, usually other humans, not, I mean, I guess you could love lamp, but yeah. I mean, it's not real. We're talking about romantic love. So in describing romantic love, yeah, it actually does have some effects on you. So mm-hmm. something's happening. It's not just like all, it's not all in your head, right? It's not just something where, oh, I think like your body is actually going through a change.
So something, yeah.
I think to me that, like to me, I would consider love a real thing based on that, because it's not just, it's not something virtual, at least.
Yeah, exactly. And you can find all of our links for this episode at the episode notes at wokenfree.com. And yes, when I was looking up some articles, similarly to what you said, there is definitely hormonal effects happening in your life. There's also the mental impact. And like, I love that you mentioned the obsession, because as a person who obsesses, especially just within the context of love or love feelings, I agree. And so, I don't know, because it's a multitude of things happening, I guess maybe that's where scientists can't, because love is one word, right? But technically, when you look at love, there's multiple hormones you mentioned. So,
oh, yeah.
Multiple things happening. It's not just one thing. So it's interesting. But the culmination of it, I would say, indicates that yes, that human beings are physiologically and emotionally and mentally experiencing something that culminates to love, I guess.
Because love in itself, to me, that encompasses many things, even the romantic love, because it can mean different stuff, because some people's love is, I mean, love, there's love languages, right? And love is expressed differently. So
that's true.
One person's love may be giving gifts. One person's love may be staring at you. So that's different types of love, right? Well. They could just look at you for days upon days.
Michael Myers say, love?
No, well, that guy has to get involved, right? He has a physical kind of love.
Well, there's a portion, though, that is just the stare portion.
He does, yeah. But he doesn't stare for days upon days. He stares for moments, though.
Yes, for moments.
Takes the moments and stares. So that could be his love. That's, I like to stare for moments.
Yeah.
Then I like to get physically involved.
Well, the scientists say that, like, I don't know, scientists aren't, like, headstrong on being like, yes, this is love. Like, I think there's still more studies. And so just because.
What do you mean? What do they call it? They call it.
Well, they're saying that there's like, yes, there's biological things happening, but can we actually definitively say that is just love? I just think that we just don't know enough. I think that there's still more.
That's interesting where you stand on it. I stand on it where, yeah, love is real, but it's as real as the United States is real. It's a human created concept.
Well, yes, if you describe go from it from that perspective, within our context of what we define as our reality, yes, love definitively exists.
For a human
but,
society, love is real. But is it kind of like, can you say that animals have love for each other?
Yeah, I think that we have to do more research is needed to understand more about the brain, more around feelings. And like, to your point, yeah, like, if love exists as within us as a creature, how can we then figure out or extrapolate that to identify it with? Because we see mothers and animals, like their babies loving each other, but is that love or is that another emotional bond or attachment? You know,
but would you consider other emotions real too, like happiness and sadness?
Yes, just fleeting.
but those you consider them real though. Compared
well, I'd
to
have
love.
To actually do research. I don't know what the science is on that actually.
Oh, so that's what
I know
saying.
Intellectually
like,
I can understand it, but
really happiness or sadness?
Versus the perception of our reality.
Yeah. If you could go back in time knowing what you know now, how would that change your love journey?
Okay, so first and foremost, I would not change anything because everything that has happened has led to me being who I am today, and I like her very much. Thank you very much. So, she's thriving, and I like her.
No. Who are you talking about here?
Myself.
Okay, better be.
What did you think I was talking about?
I was a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta be careful, because you said she's thriving. I don't know.
She be me. I identify as she and her.
Oh, okay.
And so she's thriving. And so, I wouldn't change anything, but what I would do is if I could go back and not horrify myself and terrify myself by seeing me in the future as a youngling, as you like to call us.
I didn't invent that name. But I call us youngsters, but youngling is a different thing.
Yeah, from Star Wars.
Yeah. A phrase was said only once, but it was still funny. Yeah.
I would go back to her and I would tell her that, you know, every crush, every heartbreak, every moment of humiliation, frustration, beautiful moments, they're all meaningful, and not to get so caught up on and attach value to whether or not someone wants you or not, because I was that girl who definitely had tons of crushes, tons of obsession. I mean, there was one boy I was obsessed with for like 10 years. He knows who he is. And, you know, you cannot equate your value or worth in another person, because that person may or may not truly want you or appreciate you. So you've got to find, you have to anchor your love around self-love, and then that emanates into the type of love you attract with other people. And so that, y'all, is the viral moment of the episode. And then secondly, that is how you really focus on, I do say so. And that is how you focus on having and creating and maintaining the love that you want for yourself. But also I would tell her, boys are mean, and, you know, just because a boy likes you and if he treats you bad, that's not acceptable. Set boundaries for yourself. Teach him how to act right. And yes, you can at six teach a boy how to act right. He may or may not listen to you. He may run away. He may be quite perplexed, but nonetheless, little girls, we've got to stand up for ourselves, even at a young age, and we've got to set boundaries, and we have to stop. Women have to stop teaching young girls, like, oh, honey, he pushed you. It's because he really likes you. Like, that's toxic behavior, and that is not acceptable. And we have to
So yeah, so you tell yourself that's being bullied.
Yeah, you're being bullied. That is not a form of love. And then lastly, I would tell myself, be patient and know that your love is coming, because I never thought I would end up married, much less in a relationship. Like, because, you know, boys were mean and I was odd and still am and different and beautiful and unique and all of that. And people will appreciate you and cherish you for who you are, and you have to not dim your light for, you know, foolish ghouls. So. Oh,
okay. I don't know if your younger self would understand that.
I know, she wouldn't. She would be perplexed.
To say the foolish ghouls that throw you off.
It's just like we have to drop that.
And then you would keep saying it, and then.
Yeah, I would keep saying it, actually. Actually, because I was so obsessed. Yeah. I was such an obsessed little girl.
If you heard that word,
I'd have been like, foolish ghouls. And my parents would have been like, what?
Where'd you get that from?
And I would say, never you mind. How about you?
You would tell them HBO is a sweet thing.
Hey, you better get that life right. Yes. I need to get HBO back in my life today.
That would be your explanation.
That is everything. Kate, we're doing an injustice occasion.
Smart. To not let them see adult programming.
Yes, let's get our lives
exactly.
together.
Exactly. That's what life is about here. Mm-hmm. For me, it's pretty easy that, and if I, but, you know, again, we always talk about it.
Yeah.
If you go back in time, should you change anything? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But just for kicks and giggles, if I mm-hmm. had the ability and it was only, and this was only in relationship to, like, changing my love journey, what I would change is I would give myself the directions to your address.
You're so sick.
So then I'd be like, that's where your love is. Go find her. And she hangs out at this spot at this time.
Hated
that would have been a good time.
You never really studied until you got to college. Yeah, I would have made you study.
No, you wouldn't have made me study. You would have gave me all the answers. I would have attended your school. It would have been really easy.
Because you would have used the eyes on me. Hey, hey,
You would have helped me out. That's how
I would have. Oh, I would have.
There was somebody
you,
who helped me out when I was younger in those days. So.
And we would have been teenage parents. I mean, what do you
Yeah, we would start our love journey younger. That was
Even better.
Yeah, that's...
Stuck
I think,
in New York. Hello.
Just to see. We wouldn't have been stuck. It would have been a whole different thing, and it would have been just easier for us because we both had love at a really early age, like just true passionate love.
So you want to be this exhausted at 16?
We wouldn't be, but that's the thing. We'd have energy. We'd have even more energy.
You need to watch Teen Mom and get your life
together. Yeah, but Teen Mom doesn't deal with the woke and free nation kind of people,
oh,
right?
Okay.
They were cut from a different cloth, is what I'll say.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
Good to know.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? It is scenario time. Scenario one. Sunetra went on a journey around the world to find out if true love exists. Since she never has fallen in love, she dated a local resident on every continent. Upon her completed adventure, she never connected romantically with any of her worldly flings. Does this prove love is just fluff?
No, it sounds like she doesn't know what she wants. I mean, it sounds like she's been out here in these streets.
Is that in these streets?
She's been really really making her way down each street.
Really? And it's a good test. It's scientific
and
in
it
nature.
Just, to me, it just seems like, she doesn't know what she's want. And she's just dating people based on like the color of their shirt or shoes or something. Like it's like an odd thing going on. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like date the locals just to see how they differ.
The locals. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That just sounds scary to me. So I would say, you know, when you're trying to figure out who you are in love, you have to be very strategic and you have to be very intentional. We can't just be like, okay, I'll go on a date. Okay, I'll go on a date. You, and not know like what you're looking for, what you need. And if you don't know, you can go on a million dates and you'll just struggle. So that's what I think. How about you?
Wow. Well, to me, this reminds me of your Italian show that you're watching on Netflix, where you date the locals. So, they didn't do it in that, but if you take that movie and then you multiply it by, like, all, I guess, 8 or something, that's what she's doing. She's doing the same thing that they're on the show. Like, they do that on there's a lot of romantic shows like that, where the person travels when they go on vacation. And then they meet up with somebody local and they fall in love with them and they have to go back. But in her case, she didn't actually fall in love though. She just dated them and nothing ever happened. So, I mean, I don't think she's confused. I just think she's just seeing what happens. So, and seeing if she can find love. I can't fault anybody's love journey. It's okay to me, but I don't know if it proves that love is just fluff.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that journey is really lending to that answer.
Yeah, I don't think it was. This research wasn't conducted in the proper manner. If you're really trying to prove that,
I love that you titled that research. I think research is a little bit different. But okay.
Scenario 2. Loxana reads tons of romance novels that portray deep, passionate relationships that keep the love burning for years to come. She believes in the practice of self-manifestation, so knows her love relationships will mimic the ones she reads about. Do you think her head is too far in the clouds, or she is absolutely spot on?
Interesting. So, we talked about this, right? Like, how does what you consume mirror and or impact the type of experiences you have in life? So it sounds like she is a deeply passionate person because she loves that type of content, is constantly consuming it. So the most meaningful love to her probably will be love that is really grandiose, really romantic. And ultimately, will she end up in a relationship that provides that and fosters that for her? It depends on what other traits she's also attracted to, because it's like, you know, it's hard to be romantic if the person's like deeply toxic. So it just depends on what's going on. But I don't know. I would have to know more information to know if her head is just too far up in the clouds. But ultimately, I think you can manifest what you want, but it's more than just I'm going to read a bunch of books, but it's like, I'm going to read books and enjoy that for myself. And then also create that checklist of like, what do I need in a partner, and being very crystal clear about that, and then manifesting on those things. Not like, oh, I'm reading the After series, where's my heart in? Like, that's not going to work. And that's not something to manifest.
Nice. Yeah. Oof. Well, to me, this is, I think that her head is too far in the clouds for sure, because the thing is, these books you read, they usually don't, I mean, they'll try to tell you like, oh yeah, this is how the love ended, but you're not really seeing how is this love really ending. You're not really seeing that. You're not seeing all the trials and tribulations. You're seeing, no matter what, the book can't, like, you know, imagine a book on someone's life. How big would that book be? There's no book that contains everything that happens in somebody's love life, yet alone their life. So the issue here is that, yeah, you can find that deep passion relationship, but will that continue on forever? I mean, I don't think so. Just because you read your books, that means, okay, you can get that passionate love at first, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can, like, maintain that. I don't think it has anything to do with maintenance. So I think she will find the deep passionate love. It's just not going to, it's most likely not going to last, is what I think. She'd have to work on long lasting relationships, not just that passionate beginning part.
Yep.
Scenario 3. Kiernan says he can only stay with someone if they are fiercely in love. Every one of his 37 past relationships, he claims, were full of fire. He doesn't regret any of them and only ended things when he settled into routine with his lovers. Do you think Kiernan is right to have relationships like this? Or should he expect love to not be heart-throbbing every hour of every day?
Yeah, again, this person is in the streets, and and good for him. I mean, you know, live your life, y'all. But, you know, yeah, to me, it sounds really depressing, too, because it's like only once he gets settled, that's when he decides to cut it.
Yeah, he's like, this is the end of this, like, yeah.
Wow.
They settle into a routine, so it's like, this isn't working now.
Oh, gosh, we did the same thing 2 days in a row. You've got to go.
Yeah, Benny knows, like, it's not working.
Adios.
It's not you, it's not me, it's just the relationship doesn't work.
Oh, that's rough. I feel bad for these imaginary women he's
working at. Imaginary.
Yeah. Well, he's imaginary, so. It's all imaginary.
You know, if this mirrors somebody's life, he's imaginary?
Yes. Okay. But yes, to answer the question, love is not heart-throbbing every single day. When someone is using the bathroom, that is not heart-throbbing. Like, when someone is sick, when someone is tired, when someone is moody, when someone is anxious. In our house, we are filled with anxiety and lack of patience. You get it from me at the same time.
There's
that is not romantic. That is not even pleasant. Really.
No, it's
not even enjoyable. So, you know, if you are expecting love to be literally sunshine, lollipops, and clouds combined, you have another thing coming. So just prepare yourself. And Kiernan needs to understand that the beauty of love is not just the wonderful moments and the rolls in the hay, but it's actually the connection, and it's the amount of laughter you share with someone. It's the ability to look into someone's eyes and know what they're thinking without even having to open your mouth. Like, that type of connection, that type of vibe is something that takes time and takes effort, and you have to go through the sloppy and the ugly and the unpleasant to get to. So he has no business being in relationships. He should go back to these streets and and just let everybody else know in the streets what he's about, and that this is only about the streets, and this is not where he is not out here ready for real love, because real love keeps you home, keeps you settled, keeps you bored.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he should not consider these like real.
No, he hasn't even begun to understand. He probably doesn't even understand himself why he's out here in these streets like this.
Maybe he's just into speed dating.
Or other things, love. I guess, that involve speed.
Hey, that better not be a term for a drug man in the 90s.
No, I'm saying just like, okay. I can't say it, but.
Yeah, you can't say it. But the thing is, you know.
You know, like just in active activities, dancing sideways. Like, that's what I meant. More like he's just into doing that type of stuff.
All right.
No, not, Friends I don't, no, I'm not suggesting that he's a drug addict. No, I'm not. Or has problems with substance abuse issues. I'm not. And if he does, that's okay. And there are professional services that you can get to help you.
Well, we had a whole episode on that.
And we're welcome to discuss that again if that's meaningful for people. We really support people on all their journeys. Please know this.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I don't know if I describe this as, well, it's interesting though, because again, mm-hmm. love has many, many terms, and
True. He's
probably going through those scientific effects is what's kind of funny. So
definitely.
Scientifically, he might think he's in love, but I mean, I think this is more of like that animalistic nature taking over where you're just, you're acting on your instinct.
So you said these animals are in these streets.
Oh, humans forget, but they are indeed animals. So I think that instinct is just taking over.
In the streets.
So he's not actually having these romantic love really filled relationships.
Just out here having,
I think,
moments.
These are just like passionate moments. I don't necessarily say he's in love. That's what I would say.
I mean,
for this, I think he needs to get the definition of what it is to be in love versus to make love. You know, that kind of thing. So that's interesting too. I know some people would say that you can't have a one night stand and make love, but I don't think that's true.
You can experience some of those hormones, for that moment.
But I'm saying, like, you know, if somebody has sex with somebody, can mm-hmm. that be like a passionate sex, or could it just be like a...
Oh, it definitely can be passionate.
It can be, even if you don't know
them. Because
you're
attracted to the person.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a deep
that's
knowing
interesting.
To only have really passionate engagement with someone. No,
yeah,
you can be passionately...
But it doesn't mean you're in love with them, though.
So that's where I would say.
You're not in love with them.
No, you experience some hormones that would involve long-term love, but no, you to love someone, you have to know someone.
Yeah,
and you cannot know someone in a day, or 4 hours, or 4 minutes.
I know, some people would crush
it. But you know what you could say?
They say, I know them, it just takes me a week, and I know them now.
You could say, though, I mean, you could say it's the beginning of a journey with someone, potentially.
And then again, I forgot what your answer was if you believe that love at first sight, because then doesn't that throw a wrench in everything if you believe in that?
So I believe that you could be infatuated with someone that leads you to wanting to be in love with them. But, you know, so much more to discuss. If y'all want to discuss more of this, let us know in the comments, and we are happy to oblige. And with that, we are at that time again. It is the coming to the end of our 314th episode of Woke and Free. Quite the episode. Asking the question, is love just about the fluff?
Well, you can come back next week for new Woke and Free Wednesday episode. Make sure you follow us on social media to follow along the conversation, and make sure you tune in next week for Woke and Free Wednesday to join the conversation at wokeandfree.com.
Are you lost in a love moment with me? I mean, just so enamored by my voice.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're interested, that's why we answer the same. If you're interested in sharing a topic with us, we'd love to hear. Definitely share. Feel free to share your stories with us. If we're interested, we'll get in touch with you. Best place to reach us, our contact us page at wokenfree.com. That's wokenfree.com. And on social, again, really would love for you to connect with us and hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, LinkedIn at wokenfree. And all sponsorship and collaboration queries, best place, contact us page at wokenfree.com.
And I forgot to tell you, Jinx, knock on wood.
Okay, creepy.
Because we said the same word at the same time.
Always. 19 years in county,
If you didn't already subscribe, please do share the episode and make sure you come back and join the conversation every Wednesday for Woke and Free Wednesdays. Remember, Woke and Free is more than a podcast. It is a way of life. Until next time.